enough to fool around, we don't try and be meisav onto this year. Rashi says, Lefi, she kola hatfua, o tzrich necho min achodesh. Like since it's a hungry year, like they have no more old tfua, and they have to already start eating the new tfua, which is an issa chodesh. You can't eat it until you bring the yomer on the second day of Pesach. So therefore, we do not extend to make an extra adar to let them be without food. Moses says, Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Yomer, the Pesach says, V'ish bo mi bal shlishis, v'ayo vol ish holakim, lechem bikurei esrim v'lechem serim. For Gomer, now, ein luchot kala b'chol eretz Yisrael, so there's no easier place in eretz Yisrael, levash or perish there, that the perish shouldn't become ripe, yoyis mi bal shlisho. That's the place that the tfu of the perish grew the best. Even so, loy bochro, ela min echod. The only brought, only one type became ripe. Shema, maybe you tell me chita. Maybe you say it was wheat. Kamuloy nisarim. They only brought barley. Shema, maybe you tell me lefnei yomer was only before the yomer. Kamuloy matein lehem vayechlu acher yomer. It was after the yomer. Emu miyata. I'll tell you like this: that really ruya hoisa oisa shonish et asaber. Like the wheat was not ripe yet. So really there was a reason that year should be an extra month, because it was ovif, it wasn't ovif, the tfu wasn't ripe yet. Elisha Akam Elisha did not make that year an extra month. The pears were not ripe yet, the wheat was not ripe yet, it's not chodesh ovif yet. So why didn't they make an extra month? The answer is, you have to say, Sheshnas Pitzur Hoysa. It was a hungry year. Everyone was going down to the fields to get whatever's growing. So therefore, since at least the barley was finished, therefore they did not want to make an extra month, that they should not have to wait another month with Issa Chodesh, but rather they let them make a regular, the Pesach will be the next month, and then they'll bring the Yomer, they'll be Matir the Chodesh. All right, a turnover. Again, just less come again was bringing the proof again, the Shnei Ravim, for the hungry year that we do not make a Ibur Hashanah. Once again, Tanya Rebbe Yomer, the Pesach says again in the Ish Bo Mi Baal Shlisho, Vayov Elisho Lehim, they brought the Maton like Bikurim, Lechem Bikurim, as we bought 20 breads of Bikurim, the Lechem Sorim, it was made from barley. Now, the best place in Eretz Yisrael that the tefua ripens first is in this place, Baal Shlisho. And the Apa became even so, there's only one type of food that was ready, and we'll soon see this, talking about after the Zaman Omer. So the kids, so most of the food that year was not ripe yet when it came Pesach time. So the question is, how come they did not make an extra month to the year then? So now, Shema Tomer, maybe you want to tell me, Chitim, it was wheat. And Rashi says, Shema Tomer, Chitim hoyu, Sheina Felus, they take a long time. Lekach nisachu levashel ad achar Pesach. But maybe other things were ripe already. Talmud Leimer, Tosik says, no, it says Sorim, that even the barley was not ripe yet. By the time they brought it. Shema Tomer, maybe you want to tell me, Lefnei Yomer, okay, but maybe he brought it before Pesach, or before the Yomer. That's why it wasn't ripe yet. On this Talmud Lemon, the Pesach says, no, Tein liyom vayoichlu, give to the people and they should eat. Mashmo achar Yomer hoye. So we're talking about after the Yomer. In other words, that it was after the Issa Chodesh that they were allowed to eat the Tfua. So if so, l'chur, if the Tfua was not ripe yet. So Moses says, Emma Miyata, you should say now that Ro hoyso Issa Shono Shetisaber. Really, that year was fitting that they should make an extra month to the year. How come they did not make the extra month to the year? Because it was a hungry year. That's the proof. In a hungry year, they did not make extra. They did not make an extra month. For Yahakil wrote some of Beis HaGronos, because everybody goes down to the Beis HaGronos, means they need the new tefuah. What's that? They have no old tefuah left. So if there'll be a Nisa Chodesh, if you won't be able to eat the tefuah for another month, it'll be hard on the Yerlim. So therefore we try and make it as easy as possible, and we try and make a Pesach should be as early as possible, so we should be matir the Chodesh, the new tefuah. Turn around, we're going to the price like this. A Mavrin es Hashonah l'fnei Rosh Hashonah. You can't make an Ibrishtek, don't think about making an extra month to the year before Rosh Hashanah. As before the beginning of this year, they do not paskenize that this year will have an extra month. And that's Pshita, the extra month they put into the year is going to be Adar. Question is, when do they sit down to start thinking whether this year needs an extra month or not? So it says, Ein Mavrin Es Hashan Lofnei Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah, they can't do that. Bethan can't paskin that this coming year is going to need an extra month before Rosh Hashanah. The in Ivro, Einam Uberes, let's say Bethan paskin Zeis before Rosh Hashanah. The locher is, it's Einam Uberes, you do not need it. Rashi explains, Ein Yoshvin Bezdin Kodim Rosh Hashanah Layin, Vloima Tisa B'Shanah Zu B'Shnei Adorim, V'Shiyesh Shichra B'Dover, Kodim Shigiyah, that people forget about it when it resolves in the chametz, so therefore we don't take care of it before Rosh Hashanah. But if it's very important, then we can make the psak right after Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi says, let's say we're afraid you won't have a bezdin later on. Maybe you won't have a bezdin later on near Adar. Maybe the Goyish king will come and stop them. Therefore, they want to be ma'abed Hashanah as soon as possible. So then they're allowed to do it right after Rosh Hashanah. The Afal Pikein, even so, a Mavrin Ela Adar. Even if we paskin right after Rosh Hashanah, that this year needs an extra month, the month that we add to the year is always Adar. That's the only month that you do it. But the more any, it's not that way. Vershol l'rav is sent to Rav. That zug bo mirekis. A zug means two tamir chomim. Came from rekis. V'tov shul nesher. The whole belief that these two tamir chomim were like captured by the government. V'tov shul nesher. Nesher means like an eagle. Rashi says that means chel prosim. That the army men of Pras, they captured them. Why? Because had in the hands the dvorim hanase levuz, the things that were made in luz, which were umani. What were they? Tcheles. They were holding on to tcheles. And b'schus rachman, because of b'schus Hashem had rachmanas on them, or b'schusam with their own b'schusam also yotzu b'sholem. They were able to leave. They were able to escape jail. B'sholem v'yamusim, and they ran from jail. Now, v'yamusim yirechin achshon. Rashi said, them is nosi shevert Yisrael shum izera nachshon ben aminodov rishon l'nesiyas. He was the first one to be a nosi in Eretz Yisrael. Now, bikshu l'kvoye netziv echot. They wanted to add another month, and netziv means a month. In other words, they wanted to make the year an extra month. Rashi, bikshu l'hoisiv chedish echot al hashono larva. They wanted to make this year an extra year, an extra month. And the Armoyim did not let them. It was the Malchus that made a gzera, they can't do it. But still they became together, they made an asif, they made an assembly. The Kovulah Nitziv Echod, that they were Kaveya, that they should be an extra month to the year. When? The Yerach Shemes Bayaran Akoin, no, it's Adar. Rashi says that means Chodesh Av. They made an assembly to sit down to think in Chodesh Av whether the next year needs an extra month or not. This is the question. So you see here, Mifnei Hatchak Ma'ainu Bi'ibur Shono Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. That the Bezdin is allowed to sit down and think into whether the next year needs an extra month, and they could do this even before Rosh Hashanah. Here they sat down, they had the Asifa in Chodesh Av. So you see, it's Mutim Mifnei Hatchak. Gemara answers, no, I'll tell you, Chashuvei Mecheshvei, they only sat down then to think about whether they should make it next year or not. But Giluya Lemagli, but they did not tell everybody. They did not announce it, like make it official, Rashi says, Aliyah Rosh Hashanah, Shlo Yishkuchu B'nei Agoyle, that people should not forget about it. That was the reason before, that we cannot make this psak before Rosh Hashanah, because if they pass it then, it'll be too early, people will forget about it. By Chodesh Adar, when it comes near Pesach. So therefore, they were not in Megal, they didn't make the announcement until after Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara says, "My mashma." How do we know? Tarei nitziv lishna diyarchu. How do we know that the word nitziv means a month? They are telling me now they wanted to add on the nitziv. How do we know the word nitziv means a month? The pasuk says, "Ulishloimai shnei moshe nitzivim." Shleim had 12 nitzivim. Achol Yisrael appointed over the whole Klal Yisrael. The kilkul es hamelech, they took care, they sustained the king. The esanoshev and his people. Chodesh Bashana, every month of the year. So you see here it means he had 12 people appointed for each month. So Nitziv means like he's appointed for the month, so the word Nitziv could also go on a month. You can hear that the word Nitziv has to do with months. Even though really Nitziv means an officer, but it means there's an officer appointed for each month. For the Gemara Ivoksiv, it says, V'hanitziv echad boretz. Mashmid was only one officer appointed, and here we're saying there were 12 officers appointed for each month. So here's the Machlokes. We have Yehuda Rav Nachman. Chadam, one says, Echad Memuna Akulam. There was one in charge of everybody. Like there were 12 separate ones, and then there was one head in charge over everybody. The Chadam, one says, no, Kinegat Chodesh Iber. The one that it says here means if there's an extra month to the year, there's one appointed for that. Tana Rabban went in a brace like this. Ei mavrin es hashono lo mishono lechaverto. From one year, you're not supposed to think about the next year, whether we should make the next year an extra month or not. V'lo yisholo shonim zuachazu. And the same thing, not to make 3 years one after another, even if your first Paschal is to be after Rosh Hashanah on that year, but you can make 3 years in a row to have it an extra month. Amr Rabbi Shimon, Ma'isa Rabbi Akiva, once happened to Rabbi Akiva, Shayuchova Shavei Svasurim, when he was in jail. The Ibur, Sholosh Shonim Zuachazu, and have been read that Imamish calculated that there should be 3 consecutive years to have an extra month to it. So, of course, it's not like we just got finished saying you can't have 3 years in a row. So, when he says, Oh, my Lord, he said back to Mishom Rai, is there any proof from over there? Bezdin Yoshvu, the Kovel Achas Bismanoi. Just means they passed the noise there on 3 years. True, that the next 3 Ibuyos will be, but not that it'll be consecutively one after another. They just cheshbonized then when would be the best time that in the future they should make the extra months. And they cheshbon right now for the future when the next 3 times they'll do it. But not consecutively, of course, it was at different times at interval in between. Yeah, now the more so like this. Turn around, bottom, learn like this. A mavrin es hashona levishrius. You're not supposed to put an extra month into the year on Shemit itself. And Rashi explains, the fishimarich and aleim isra avoida karka. We don't want him to have a longer isra of Shemitah. For loy b'moitzoy shrius, and not after shrius also, the year after shrius. And Rashi explains why. B'shmin is not the 8th year. The fisher kol hayosh don't have any extra any old tefuah, and therefore they're waiting for the new tefuah, and you'll be marach the yisach chodesh if you put an extra month. Like this, they're waiting for Pesach to come until the oimer comes to be matzah the chodesh. So therefore, on Shemitah and on Maitzoy Shemitah, you do not make an extra month to that year. Amosai regilul narav. When is a normal time a good time to make an extra month? Which year? Erev Shrius. On Erev Shrius. Loisef alayim to add to them another month, Rashi explains, that they could do avodas hakarka. But now the Gemara says though, but shall Beis Rabbi Gamliel, ho yamavrim b'mitzoy shrius. In Beis Rabbi Gamliel, they used to make an extra month on the 8th year, mitzoy shrius. They were not afraid about the Yisra Chodesh. The Gemara explains, of a plukta dani tanoi, what's the machlokes if we should make it or not? If some is machlokes annoying, the tani will not like this. Ein mevien yerek mechutz laretz. You're not allowed to bring vegetables from mechutz laretz into Eretz Yisrael. So you're not allowed to bring it. So then, on the 8th year, they're not going to have what to eat. They're going to be waiting for the chodesh to the oimer to be matter the chodesh. Therefore, we do not want to have an extra month in order that Pesach should be as soon as possible in order to start to eat the new crop. But Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Gamliel that holds you could, Shabbat Rabbi Gamliel that holds you could make the extra month on the 8th year, they're not worried about the Yisra Chodesh, is because Yetiru. They hold that you're allowed to bring in Peiris Chutz Loretz. So therefore, in the eighth year, we're not afraid. There'll be plenty of peiros that grew in Chutz Loretz. The Gemara says, "My benayu, what's the machlokes here? What are they arguing?" The Gemara says, "Are we afraid when you bring in the vegetables, you bring some of the carcass, some of the ground of Chutz Loretz inside Eretz Yisrael, and the gush, the carcass of Eretz Amim, has tumah? It has tumas oil. It's like a mace. So that's what we're afraid about. Will you bring this tumah in Eretz Yisrael or not?" So that's what's telling about if you're allowed to bring in Paris Chutz Loretz or not. Yeah. Turn around, word like this. A mavrin es ha-shonem efnei ha-tumah. They don't make an extra month because of Yisra tumah. In other words, if we'll soon see what it means, if we're afraid that Klai Yisrael will be tummy and they won't be able to bring the Korban Pesach, so that's the reason why to push off an extra month. But by them they'll be tor. No, we do not do this. Rabbi Yudah says, mavrin, yes, you're allowed to make an extra month of the year if you know, like the Rav Tzibo, will be tummy if you don't put the extra month. Now, Omer of Yudah, Yudah says like this, Maisa b'chizkiya melech Yudah. It was a story with Chizkiya, the king of Yudah. Shibres Hashan of Neatuma. He was afraid that the Nasi would die, and Klai Yisrael would be Yisik in Tumah, and there'll be Tummy for Pesach. So therefore, he put an extra month in the year that they shouldn't be Tummy. But Ubikish Rachman al Atzmoy, like later by says, he thought it was a chet, so yes, Rachman is from Hashem on what he did. And they more soon explain, like, what was the chet? If Yud holds you allowed to do it, so maybe he holds like a Yudah. But I call upon this the Maisa with Chizkiyom, that the Chesiv, the Pasuk says, that Ki Meribus Om, Rabbis Mefraim and Menashe, Yisoscha Zvulun, Lo Hitaru, they didn't become Tahor. Ki Ochlu Asa Pesach, Peloi,